is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program.
Uh-huh.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, I guess someone was listening to our show yesterday because she cut and run fast.
They took our advice.
Good. We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. But first, what a cap to a bad week for Trump. Just going to put it out there. I'm not going to pull any punches.
There's no reason to sugarcoat it.
Terrible week. It was a terrible week. We know we got the Trump tracker coming up at the end of the show, Trump's hits and misses. I have no idea what I'm going to say he did good. Is it well? He speaks better
No matter what it is, it ain't good. That's for sure, Joe Biden. No matter what you try to say, it wasn't a good week for Trump. That's for darn sure.
All right. And he capped the week, I think, with something troubling. And it's
troubling in what way?
Well, today there was a press conference that was held, and we carried it here on KTAR. And what we were watching was this, okay? We're watching Trump at a podium, and he is hosting angel families. These are families who have lost a loved one because an illegal immigrant killed their loved one. These are true stories. These are horrible stories. This is absolutely something that happens in America, unfortunately. To me, it was just the way it came off. It came off to me like Trump had a bad week. Trump was separating kids from their parents. Everybody hated it. Trump just got beat up this week, and he deserved to get beat up this week. And on a Friday, he decides, well, let me highlight people who are here illegally that have killed American citizens. And I know that many of you didn't hear the whole thing. We did. And my takeaway was that as sad as these stories are and as horrible as I feel for the people who are without their loved one, the takeaway from Trump was that every illegal immigrant is a murderer. And that's not fair. And it's not true. And it's hate propaganda by Trump. And some of these were Valley citizens. Marianne Mendoza, we remember her. Brendan Mendoza, who was killed by an illegal immigrant driving the wrong way.
He's a law enforcement officer.
Yeah. I mean, we heard her story. I had dinner with her once at a PCH event. She is lovely. She is hurting. And I just think that Trump brought her on stage today as a pawn.
I couldn't agree with you more. It was uncomfortable to watch because if you had been paying attention the last week, you knew what the ulterior motive was. And it wasn't, hey, we need to recognize these people. And these people do need to be recognized. I'm not trying to diminish what has happened to their family, to their loved ones. I'm not trying to diminish that at all. Mm. But this reminds me of remember when Charlottesville happened? You had the murder of a young woman and the riots, and he kept trying to explain away what he meant when he said what he said. And he kept doing it over and over, pounding you over the head. He even pulled out, you know, I've got the actual script here. Let me read it for you, but the media won't let you. Stop. Stop trying to convince us that you're doing the right thing. Overwhelmingly, the American people said, you know what? You blanked up. You blanked up on this one. Make it right, get it done, and move on. So these people, these angel families, I feel for them.
Oh, God bless them.
And I also feel for them not only because of their loss, but because they were basically used for him to try to sell us a bill of goods that ain't true.
And they were given kind of a script, too. And part of it was the words permanent separation.
That kept being brought up, that term.
And here's the thing. They're permanently separated from their loved one. Their loved one is deceased, and it is awful, and it should not have happened, and the people who killed them should not have been in this country. But the reason they were given this script of permanent separation was because Trump wanted to say, hey, listen, what I did, well, I only separated the immigrant children from their parents for a little while. It wasn't that bad. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, is separating, you know, immigrant children from their parents, you know, compared to permanent separation. So he's trying to compare things.
He can't.
And you can't.
You can't.
So we'll play a little bit of it because I think you do need to hear it. One of the parents is Steve Ronbeck, and we've talked about him because he's from Mesa. And he talked about his 21-year-old son, Grant. Remember when Grant was killed by an illegal immigrant?
This was the...
Shot for a pack of cigarettes at a convenience store in Mesa.
Yeah, this was the guy who walked in and for no reason whatsoever shot a clerk in the face and killed him.
Yeah. So Grant's father, Steve, was there.
You know, you don't hear these stories, and some of our media won't talk to you about it. But this is permanent separation.
Everybody talked about that story, sir. Everybody did. It was horrible, and it should never have happened, and it was talked about everywhere.
Right.
I wish some of our media had the same integrity as our president, our vice president, Director Homan, all of you in law enforcement. I wish some of our media had the same integrity.
I just feel bad that he's angry at the media because
yeah.
The media talk. Listen, the mainstream media hates Trump. We've talked about it. A lot of it's unfair. I get it.
But at the same time, we've talked about these stories, though.
This is always talked about. And
it's a shame that in their grief, they have glommed on to somebody who basically is using them. And I guess they don't realize it. And that's a shame. Shame on him, the president. Mm. But it's also... We did talk about this story. I hope you don't lump everybody into the same, you know, in the same frame or the same pigeonhole that we don't talk. We do talk about these stories, but at the same time, if you build a wall, does that mean we are immune from people being killed by other people and people who are killed by illegal immigrants? And the answer is no. No, we're not.
I think that Trump holding this press conference and having people who lost loved ones to illegal immigrants. It was all directed at the media.
Yes, it was not directed at anybody else except for the media of look who these people are and how they've suffered.
But why don't you direct it to Congress?
Right.
Because they can change the immigration problem. They could do something about it if they ever wanted to. I mean, you know, if you want to hit CNN, that's a waste of time. And CNN sucks. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Fox News. They all stink.
You know, I can't believe I'm actually going to agree with something that Steny Hoyer put out on Twitter.
Who's that?
He's the second most powerful person in the House. He's a Democrat from Maryland. But... And he said, you know, you created a DACA problem. You asked us to solve it. You created this immigration situation. You asked us to solve it. You have not said yes to anything that we have put out. He said, get stuff done. And then he either torpedoes it, he doesn't sign it, or he says something else which throws everybody else into a tizzy so Congress won't get anything. How many times do you have to be told, get something done, until you realize he's not going to do a thing about it? So, I mean, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Steny Hoyer that if I'm Congress, hey, you know what, dude? You're on your own. Good luck.
I think that's an excuse by Congress because they don't do anything. You know, Trump's put out an immigration plan. Nobody liked it. At least he put a plan out. But today was terrible. I didn't like seeing this. I feel terrible for the families who walked up with a portrait.
He walked up with a
portrait of the loved one who was killed. Trump took a Sharpie and signed them all.
He signed them.
I mean, come on.
Oh. I mean, one of the guys
looked like Tom Selleck during the press conference.
Yeah, it's just tasteless.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Coming up next. You know the state superintendent of public instruction, Diane Douglas? She folded like a cheap suit. It was awesome. We'll explain it next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up, we like to end the week with the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of the president's hits and misses, and then we'll kick off your weekend the right way with the sounds of the week. That's in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, though, somebody pays attention. Somebody must have been listening to this show yesterday because we were talking yesterday about the Board of Education and Diane Douglas, the superintendent of higher instruction for Arizona. actually considering, thinking about bringing up in a meeting on Monday whether or not they had the legal authority and what could they do to punish teachers who took part in Red for Ed.
Mm-hmm. What a stupid move to even bring that up in a meeting. You know, could we decertify a teacher? Could we fire them? Yeah. How could we punish them? What, do you want to pay them less? Please.
So
yes, go ahead.
So today we found out, as I alluded to, mm-hmm. somebody must have been listening to this show. They have decided not to pursue that. They're still going to have a meeting, but they're not going to bring up the fact, hey, do we have the legal authority to put a letter in their permanent record, decertify them, punish teachers?
Yeah, I was worried that they were going to make an example out of a few teachers. You know, they'd have to go after like tens of thousands of teachers, by the way, who missed school.
Yeah,
weren't at school.
How many people showed up on the governor's lawn?
50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there were zero teachers in any of the schools. Here's the thing. Diane Douglas is a horrendous leader. She is probably scared of teachers after 50,000 showed up at
yeah.
Governor Ducey's lawn.
And she never supported Red for Ed either.
Well, she doesn't support teachers either. She's never supported teachers. She has very little respect, I believe, for teachers. And she's awful at her job. And the thing that was a no-brainer, and I said this yesterday, if the Arizona State Board of Education was going to bring up and consider punishing teachers, they don't have a case because the superintendents canceled school and teachers were told don't come in. Now, we know why schools were canceled. The superintendents knew the teachers weren't coming in anyway.
So, but even if you wanted to show up,
you couldn't. Even if there were teachers that said, I'm not going to walk, I totally disagree with it, I want to come to school, couldn't do it. So what were you going to punish them for? If the superintendents canceled school, and teachers were told not to come in, there wasn't a strike officially, even though we know it kind of was.
They closed your employment.
Right.
They closed
right.
your place of employment.
So legally, that never would have stood. But it's just the problem with Diane Douglas. You know, while teachers were fighting to, quit one of their part-time jobs or make a halfway decent salary, while they were fighting, Diane Douglas was looking at suing. She was looking at trying to fire teachers. She was looking at disciplining striking teachers.
Not a good look.
It's a terrible look. And all the teachers were doing, they were just trying to better their life so that they actually could stay in the classroom and teach. And, you know, many of them were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did Diane Douglas say? We're going to fire teachers? We've already lost thousands of teachers.
Yeah.
There are thousands of positions that are still open. And you're going to try and punish tens of thousands of teachers?
Not a good move.
It's just ridiculous. It's just so silly.
And it comes off as petty. It comes off as petty, and I know you deal with children. I know, you know, you try to teach your children well, and you need to, you know, hey, there are consequences for your actions. But there's also the optics of it, too,
mm-hmm.
okay, now you're talking like an adult. I understand you want to, you know, if you do something wrong, quote-unquote wrong, you know, there needs to be a consequence. But the consequence of you taking on this action, boy, teachers wouldn't like it. Parents wouldn't like it, and you trying to prove a point would only make you that much more hated.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the win?
There is none.
Okay, so you won your small little, you know, piddly battle of, okay, we have the power to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, teachers hate you.
Right.
The people that you represent and are supposedly fighting for, they hate you. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I think the news is good. On Monday, there will be an Arizona State Board of Education meeting, but no longer will it consider punishing teachers who participated in the Red for Ed walkout.
Yeah.
I don't think the Board of Education wants the headache. Diane Douglas probably doesn't want the headache. But, again, as voters, we need to do better. And I don't care what side of the aisle she's on. I don't like Republicans, and I don't like Democrats.
And
I don't like
what,
either.
This is what happens when you vote straight ticket.
If you don't know the person, anything about that person, and
they have an R next to their name. I'll probably agree
with them. I'm sure we've all done that, but certainly for our kids' education, we need to put somebody better in that office. And I don't know if that's a Republican or a Democrat. I just know it's not Diane Douglas. There is no way on God's green earth that she should win re-election. She was never qualified to do the job. She's still not qualified. And to pick a fight with teachers and try and get them fired for trying to make a few more bucks is pathetic.
Yeah.
So this will not be brought up on Monday.
Yeah. Good decision for once.
All right. Coming up next, you know, we got Sounds of the Week. Plus, we got the Trump tracker, the president's hits and misses. What in the world did he do good this week? Sorry, but this is going to be a tough one.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up, we're going to kick off your weekend the right way with the Sounds of the Week. The good, the bad, the ugly, the fun and frivolity of the previous week summed up in about 2 minutes. But first,
the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Mac, you go first. A hit, something Trump did good. A miss, something Trump did bad.
Hit.
There are no hits this week.
Wow.
You're coming off a historical, monumental meeting the previous week with the North Korean dictator. I don't know how much worse a week after such a historical high you could get. I mean, this man is bipolar when it comes to what he does well and what he does not do well. I cannot give him a hit for this week at all. You've got the separation of children from their families. That story came out Saturday into Sunday. Then you got the doubling down of the policy that was based on a law that was never on the books. He kept saying the Democrats made the law. Not true. Then he said that the Democrats were making up stories about these families and their children, saying they're phony. Then he signs an executive order to change the law, which never existed, and he tries to look like the hero. Then he kills an immigration bill with one tweet. He keeps telling the GOP to give him something to sign, and then he, not once, not twice, but three times, kills the bill. And then finally, he holds a press conference today with victims' families that they were heinous acts committed by illegal immigrants. And then he autographs the photos of the deceased people, thinking he's doing them a favor. Horrible week.
Oh. Trump Tracker, a weekly review of Trump's hits and misses.
Hit.
My hit doesn't go to Donald Trump. It goes to Melania Trump for getting through to her husband to stop a totally cruel and barbaric policy of separating children from their parents. And my hit also goes to Ivanka. Thank goodness that these two are in the White House, because Trump doesn't deserve a hit.
Miss.
Well, it's Trump's Katrina. I mean, that's the miss. It's Trump's Katrina. You know, Bush did not order the flooding of New Orleans. Trump deliberately acted out of cruelty because he wanted to build a wall. And he created a policy of separating kids from their parents. He defended it by lying. And then he suspended it under pressure. It was a moral reckoning like we have maybe never seen before in the White House. That's it. The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. I hope he's better next week.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah. Awful this week. We've got the Sounds of the Week.
All right.
Coming up in just a second.
Have a great week, and until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program.
The Sounds of the Week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com.
Who will the chosen son be?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
What have I been saying about it?
Play on words.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it when he says, see what I did there, Rosie.
Oh, okay, because I've only been saying it since I was 12 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see.
Hey,
yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Who are the sons going to pick? Charles Barkley.
I've been talking to him in
Sorry,
the last.
Sorry, it's not Charles Barkley. He's
retired. Well, I was going to say, what?
Really? That's
Wait a minute.
I see what you did there.
What did I do?
Wait, did I use that term incorrectly?
Tell me what I did.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's not like they, you know, had me eat like pig's feet or intestines or something like
that.
You want to know something gross that I ate? Had alligator. Tried it for the first time.
Not bad.
Tastes like a hot dog.
Hot dog?
It did. You know they say everything tastes like chicken?
Yeah.
This tastes like a hot dog.
I never would have guessed that. I worked at a classic rock station in the 90s, and that was my DJ name, Paul Bearer.
No, it was not.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
P-A-U-L, first name.
Right.
Bearer.
B-A-R-E-R. Make it kind of sexy.
It's not.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. That's not sexy.
No, not at all.
Mr. Bearer, everybody.
Hello.
Eventually, excuse me, apparently, millennials are moving out of mom and dad's house.
No, eventually, you can use that word. Eventually, that kid that lives at home with you will move out.
Not that 30-year-old who had to be taken to court.
Did he go back?
No.
Oh.
I think he's gone. The governor launched his re-election campaign today. He put a video out.
In a world.
No, don't say that. What are his opponents going to hit him with?
The Democrats. Can't find anybody to run.